Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Taking time off for a vacation can be a good opportunity to unwind, but this summer, it's not going to be cheap.
Everybody still wants to go on vacation. I mean, you listen to airlines, you listen to hotels, you listen to theme parks, you listen to anybody associated with travel, and they are still talking nonstop about the strength, about how many people still want to travel.
Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson joins us to discuss the trade-offs some travelers are making. After the break. Inflation is coming for your summer vacation, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to shelve your plans to get away. WSJ Carry-On travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson joins us to discuss ways to preserve your summer getaway. So Dawn, let's start with costs. How much more expensive are hotel prices and airfares this year compared to a year ago?
They're up in most cases. Of course, it depends where you're going and when. But just to give you an example on hotels, through April, hotel prices in the top 25 U.S. markets were $180 a night on average, and that was up 10% from last year. And again, that's just through April. We all know summer is a much busier period.
How about airfares?
Kayak says airfares are up, summer airfares are up 35%. Airfares are, I mean, there are so many different measures of it. It really depends where you're going and when. I mean, if you want to go to Europe right now and you haven't booked your tickets, you know, you could pay as much as $2,000 round trip.
Oh, wow. What's driving these prices up?
Well, everybody still wants to go on vacation. It sounds like a broken record at this point, you know, the pandemic pent-up travel demand, but it's still real. I mean, you listen to airlines, you listen to hotels, you listen to theme parks, you listen to anybody associated with travel, and they are still talking nonstop about how many people still want to travel.
You think about the past couple of years. You know, we went through lockdowns, and even last summer, there were still fears about the pandemic. Is this the first summer in a while where people just feel the freedom to go wherever they want?
I think it's the first summer where a bigger pool of travelers feel that, right? You know, last summer was bonkers. Anybody who hit an airport last summer knows, you know, that it was super crowded. It's been super crowded all year. And you can even go back to the summer of 2021 and see a lot of strength. What it is now is that by and large, most of the COVID travel restrictions are gone in most places, you know? So people that maybe say last summer, and Europe was strong last summer, but what the experts say about Europe this summer is that anybody who maybe was on the fence last year and worried, okay, well, the restrictions are going away, but what if they don't? Now they're just planning with abandon to go.
Are there still deals to be had out there for hotels and flights? Are there online tools people could use to plan a vacation but not drain their bank account?
The key is to be flexible, right? I mean, I know like families with kids in school and even in college, they can't be super flexible, but you certainly can be flexible with your day of week travel. You certainly can be flexible with how long you're going on your trip. So, I mean, and your destination, frankly, right? You know, I talked to somebody who really wanted to go to Europe, was put off by the high airfare prices, and he's now going to Scotland. And the only reason he's going to Scotland is because it was the lowest airfare to Europe from where he lives.
Yeah, you spoke to people who are facing these higher prices, but they're undeterred from going away this summer. You know, from a numbers standpoint, how are they making this work?
They're just adjusting their expectations, right? And not everybody's, you know, flying budget for sure. What they're doing is I talked to a family who likes to do a summer vacation, kind of a reunion, a small group of six every other year. And so a couple years ago, they went to Hawaii and made it work. This year, and we're not talking some big, luxurious, long trip. This was a three-night trip. They were, in 4 days, they were hoping to go to the Dominican Republic. It's a family of six. And airfare alone was $800 per person from Atlanta. So they just were like, yeah, this is, you know, they're like, this is not worth it. This trip's going to be $6,000. You know, that money could be better spent. So they are now going to Hilton Head in a minivan.
All right, a minivan is one way to do it. Sounds like this might be the summer of flexibility and trade-offs.
It definitely is. Plenty of people are looking for ways to still stick to that ritual, but stay on a budget. But then let's be realistic here. Plenty of people are still planning very extravagant trips to Europe. I interviewed a grandfather from the Boston area who since 2020 has been trying to take his grandsons and his daughter and son-in-law to Ireland, where he's from. and they're flying business class to Dublin. They're doing a Adventures by Disney tour. They're doing private cars, and nothing would have kept them home this year from Europe.
But if you're really struggling with these airfares, this sounds like an opportunity for folks to explore those budget airlines you wrote about earlier this year.
You know, it's certainly the time maybe to broaden your search of airlines, to include some airlines maybe you wouldn't have before. But my caveat on this front is always, always, always make sure that if you're going to an event that you have to be there at a certain time, build in some buffer time. Some of the budget airlines just don't have, they don't have daily flights, or they don't have multiple flights a day. So if they cancel your flight, you know, do you want to miss that wedding?
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it's great if you can get a decent airfare, but summer tends to be a rough season for the airlines, budget airlines or the legacy airlines. Last year, it seemed like almost daily we heard about widespread delays. How are the airlines preparing for this summer?
Well, they can't stop talking enough about how many more people they hired. We're talking in the tens of thousands. They're just talking about how they are prepared. They learned a very, very costly lesson last year. Does that mean things are going to go super smooth this summer? I mean, they sure hope so, but I certainly wouldn't put my money on that, because obviously weather is a huge factor in flight delays and cancellations.
That's Wall Street Journal travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson. And before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday for Memorial Day, but we'll be back in your feed on Tuesday. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.